There is no fine print in Jesus' call to follow him. The Christian life is the surrendered life. You yield the rights to your life, every part of it, to Jesus, recognizing that you are not your own. You are his. When you live with this posture, you activate the surprising paradoxes of the kingdom. You die to live, give to gain, lose in order to save, serve to become great, humble yourself to be exalted, and surrender all to Jesus to be truly free. You live in resurrection joy. If you yield or turn over all your rights to Jesus, every event becomes a privilege, not something you deserve. You are never disappointed, not a drudgery you perform, so you never have cause to complain. The root problem for all human beings is our determination to live self-ruled, self-willed lives rather than God-directed lives. Surrendering to Jesus, putting him in the driver's seat every day, can be an issue of trust. Listen for what Jesus has invested in you in these two passages. And he died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. 2 Corinthians 5:15. Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. According to these two scriptures, how much are you worth to Jesus? How much has he invested in you? If you invested as much in other people as Jesus has invested in you, you would take good care of them. They could trust you to do what is best for them. Your proven love would give them good reason to trust you. Taking up the cross and surrendering to Jesus does not mean you have to live a life you hate. Jesus wants you to let him be in the driver's seat, but you don't have to be afraid of where he will take you. Just because you don't want to do something, a certain career, for example, does not automatically mean it is God's will for your life. He gives you desires, interests, and abilities for a purpose. But those desires and gifts, unsubmitted to him and operating without putting to death your selfishness, will become destructive to you and those around you. Turn over all your dreams to him. Either he will give them back to you in greater measure, or he will give you far greater dreams that he will fulfill. Either way, you will experience great rewards in this life and in eternity besides. God is trustworthy with your life.